It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the American Society of Magical Negroes, and if you put Dear White People, Sorry to Bother You, Harry Potter, Sleepless in Seattle, and the Adjustment Bureau in a blender, you'd have one of the least inspired and cynical pieces of crapola in the independent circuit. It's one that plays like a satire on the magical Negro trope in which African-American supporting characters help white characters in movies, you know, like Uncle Remus in Song of the South or Lucius Fox in the Dark Knight trilogy. Justice Smith plays a socially awkward and down-on-his-luck yarn artist who meets David Alan Greer as a mysterious figure welcoming him to the American Society of Magical Negroes, which is dedicated to helping white people and keeping themselves from getting shot by white cops and so forth. The young man is supposed to help a white man played by Drew Tarver at a social media company in which he plans to be like the CEO Rupert Friend and have his co-worker played by Anne Lee Bogan as his girlfriend. Smith falls in love with her despite the fact that he's not supposed to use his magic for his own happiness. The American Society of Magical Negroes can't balance itself as a fantasy, satire, and rom-com. In fact, it all becomes jumbled together. Even with the magic the society presents, it's frankly boring, and neither Smith nor Greer, both of whom I admire, can thrive on such a hokey-pokey screenplay. 1 star. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.